Oh, so, my God. Let me know when you're done, because I have a story for you.
I'm done.
Okay. Sorry. No, it'll be worth it. I promise. I promise.
No, I'm done. For real.
So I'm at work today. Okay. And I work with sales reps for my cable company. We do the business side, so it's not the residential folks. I work in the outbound side, and on the outbound side, they make calls out based on inbound calls that have gone south and haven't been installed. Okay. So that's how we generate our money. A former outbound rep is now an inbound rep, and she grabs me by the shirt and says, I need to talk to you. And I'm thinking, okay, you need help with something. Let me get back to you when I'm off lunch. She's like, no, I need to talk to you about something I heard today. And I went, okay, no problem. Now, because she's just come back, she doesn't understand what I've done in the interim since she's left in terms of what we do, the videos, the, you know, because I'm just not that. I don't certainly self-promote very well, but the show I do pretty well on in terms of, hey, check this out and listen. But anyway, she pulls me by the shirt and she says, I'm on the train coming in today. And somebody says, Rick. And then I heard what I think was your last name. So I turned around in the, you know, and grabbed this kid next to me, who's also a sales rep. And did you hear that? And the guy's like, no, I'm not listening to them. They're kids. Don't, you know, they're like 20, 25, something like that. She goes, okay, maybe I'm just hearing things, you know. And then they said it again. And then she's like, I'm pretty sure I heard your name. And she's like, are you sure you didn't just hear that? He's like, yeah, I heard it that time. So she's listening more and more. They're talking about the show.
Wow.
No way. Like,
dude, that's awesome, man.
No kidding.
So cool. Yeah. So I took the rest of my lunch to try to digest that. But how weird is that?
Yeah.
You know? And she says, do you do a podcast or a show or something now? I said, yeah. Yeah, we do an audio podcast once a week. You know, we've been doing it for about a month and a half now. She says, that's funny because they were talking about listening to the show.
Welcome to Scratched.
Hey, everybody. It's Rick from Scratched. We have arrived at episode 112. Yeah, I know, right? That's kind of crazy. So anyway, but you didn't know we had an in-studio audience here. Nonetheless, feel free to reach us at scratched.net, www.scratched.net. There you will find all kinds of previous episodes, articles, any kind of thing that you might want to try to find under the Scratched Universe umbrella. With that said, I think we ought to get started on episode 112.
And that was today?
That was today, yeah.
Wow.
And I had to ask her twice. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because they were, you know, they mentioned some, one of the topics on the show. So I took her to the website and I said, okay, listen to these and tell me which one they were talking about. And that'll tell me if for sure they were talking about us or not. You know? So if nothing else, we're going to get another audio, another listener.
Wait a second. You sat her down for how many episodes during the day? Did you? You grabbed her? Look, you grabbed her? So sit down. All right. We have 10 episodes. I want you to go ahead and rip through them.
Yeah, that's essentially what I did.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
No, I didn't make her. No. I don't even work on her side of the building. You know, I was just there talking to another one of the folks that do what I do, right? But she grabs.
We gotta rent vans in Miami, Colorado. But what we got to do is we kidnap people and bring them to a location and just blast the freaking.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
And that's the end of Scratched.
Yeah, that becomes a felony, which, you know, we might.
Three men arrested in conjunction with kidnappings in order to promote their podcast.
That's
headline
funny,
news. That's, you know what?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Scratched. It's hard to keep up with everything. You gotta pick and choose.
Yeah.
And when you're doing it like me and you are doing it, we're trying to make, you know, some sort of a living at it, you gotta pick and choose the things that you think are gonna be beneficial down the road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
That's why I still show up here on Friday nights.
Yeah. Gee, thanks. Ryan and I were talking about that the other day. It's like, you know, I don't know how Eli does it. I mean, my God, you know, I've got, so, you know, let's say the bottom falls out. Okay. And I do something stupid and tell one of the snowflakes to go fuck themselves. Okay. Right. now I've got no job, right? What am I going to do? Fall back on my YouTube? No, I there's no way I could do that. Mm-hmm. But here's Eloy, you know, cranking out material, and that's, aside from, you know, the rental income, that's it, you know? I would be so scared. Oh, my God. I would be so scared.
But keep in mind that it's just me and my dog. And it's not that I wanted it to be that way, but for the past few years or past 2-3 years, it has been. It's just that I don't have an attachment, you know, and because of it, I have certain freedoms, right? Because the expenses are much more, you know, micro. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. So that's a plus, you know, I can come and go as I choose. Without worrying that I have to focus on another human being as opposed to, you know, my dog. So there's that. But regardless, it's not easy, dude, because this year I've only had one month of good, you know. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's a risk you take when you're trying to make it your own. Make it on your own.
Okay. I decided that I didn't want to do anything working for other people, and I figured I could do it because I'm alone and the risk isn't ultra grave, but it is at the same time because finances go out and it slowly bleed in, you know, so it's a difficult thing. What can I say?
Yeah.
I want to be in a better place, so I have to focus on those things that I want to see if I can do what it is that I set out to do.
Yeah,
more power to you. You know, just for my part, I would be scared. And that's as honest as I can tell you. You know,
Not if you were alone.
Mm-hmm. Because the medical crap that I have to deal with all the time, you know, that's not cheap. And if I didn't have insurance, I'd probably be dead. And that's just God's honest truth, you know. There's some really nasty crap that is very expensive to keep me going on a daily basis, you know. Ryan's in the middle of, you know, dealing with that himself, and I'm sure he can attest to it. It's not cheap at all, you know what I mean? And without the insurance that I get through my employer or an employer, I wouldn't be able to have access to that. And if I got sick like I got sick recently, we're looking at probably a fatality. No exaggeration.
Well, that's what worries me about Eloy. I mean, I don't know. Well, of course you worry about your friends and stuff, but what do you do when something like that arises for you? Because Amy has good insurance through where she works and we're all covered by it, so we don't have that worry. But what do you do?
At this point right now, I take it like a pro. Knock on wood.
Yeah, and knock on wood, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yep. We're not wishing anything on you. Let's not go down that road. But that thought crossed my mind, too. It's like, oh, my God, if he gets sick, what does he do? You know?
Yeah, and plus there's no one. That's it. It's just me. That's the cards that I've been dealt, you know? So... And I'm not, you know, I'm honestly, I don't want to say I'm a true rebel of society, because I'm not, but in many ways I am. So I've severed a lot of connections, particularly in the situation and surroundings that I've lived, which I don't really necessarily want it, because right now, I can't really say it because I'm not in that mental state to like you know, unwrap that. But I've had a lot of people around that would have been better not to be around me. So sometimes it's better to be on your own as opposed to accompanied by trouble. So, and I'm not talking about, like, I'm not talking about gangs or anything like that. Just, I'm talking about, like, people that appear to be your friend or appear to be, you know, people that you've known for a long time, and they up and stab you in the back at a moment's notice. I've seen so many different things, dude. It's I've got a lot of stories I could tell. A lot. So maybe it's just Miami, but I got hip to it with the idea that, and maybe it's closing myself off, but I got hip to the idea of that you got to be very careful because people are out to screw you. And that's may not be the reality in other parts of the country or the world or this or that. But in my reality, in my surroundings at least, it is the case. So I always keep people 3 to 4 feet, you know, away from me till I can suss out where their intent is. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's you got to feel them out for sure. But God, how did we get to that from healthcare? That's crazy.
I would be, I would easily turn into, like I said, that wildebeest hermit living in the woods foraging. I would, honestly, I'm a few stone throws away from that. That's how much I loathe certain hypocrisies or attitudes of society. And I'm speaking for my surroundings, you know? And it's sort of like I was born here, I grew up here, I had all my friends growing up here, I experienced my life here, and this is my property, and I'll be damned, you know, if I would move or leave until I feel it's the right time to do so because of these pieces of shit that live all around me.
Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
They're more focused. They're more focused. No, seriously, they're more focused in how to screw over people, and that's how they sustain themselves. It's like a constant thing. These people are sick, dude. Not all of them, but there's key. And basically, look, my city, the city of Sweetwater, dude, the corruption has been just one of the worst corruptions in the nation. Council, city council, are fighting the frickin' mayor. Mayor's fighting. They want to oust the mayor. The other day I was cleaning, doing the yard thing that you guys probably saw. And a lady comes up. I was inside, and a lady says, "Hello." And I'm sitting here, and I have my monitors, because I've got cameras everywhere. I've got, you know, like, don't you dare cross my private space. And hello, and I walk out like this. I go like this, like this. Look at my face. I go like this. Yes. Yes. And she says, "Oh, hello. I have this. It's like a signature thing, to oust the mayor.
Petition.
A petition." And she's like, "You know, he has done this, he has done that, is he done this?" And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I don't sign anything that I'm not 100% informed on. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
She should go talk to the German girl at Walmart.
Today?
I thought she was Swedish.
Today?
Could have been Dutch.
Yeah, she was something like that.
Go listen to Scratched 101 if you'd like to know about that reference.
Scratched. Today, I went to the hardware store, not Home Depot, but the Sweetwater one, to get some screws, because they'll sell you screws by the pound. They give you a little bag.
Yeah.
Oh. By the pound. I'm okay. Sure that was like a dime bag, nickel bag.
So, do you guys sell it like that? Do you guys
buy it like the candy
that?
Thing at the grocery store? You could go in with a scoop?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, no, you don't. Hmm. You use your hand, and you grab the screws, and you dump it in a...
And then you go, ow, I'm bleeding.
You just cram your hand down in a pile of screws.
Yeah, you get... Ow. You can get a ton of screws. I mean, it's really cool. So, I mean, that's mainly what I go there for. But I went in, and I got 3 different, you know, size of screws, and just filled up the bags. But the mayor was there. And I said to the mayor, "Hey, you know, this happened to me, and what's going on over here?" And he says, "No, they're trying to oust me. I've been finding a lot of expenditures that are extreme, where, like, for instance, batteries for police cars, where they charge $80 or whatever, but in truth, which they do cost $80, but if you buy them bulk for the city, you can get a reduced price, like bad management and stuff. And he says, I've been cutting off all those things, and they're not happy because they're making money, some of them are, off of deals, because it's the commission that approves these things. So there's a war between the two, and there's a long history. But long story short, if that's an example, imagine on the local level, just screwed up, dude. Enough said. I think this is too sour of a topic.
I know Sweetwater is on my top 10 list of places I don't want to live.
Rapidly rising.
Would, yes. After every conversation.
No, I'd vouch for you not doing that. It would be, you would not be happy.
Funny thing, my sister just drove down to Florida yesterday. So she's down there right now. Pretty far from you, still. Wait. She's going to Jacksonville, but
oh yeah, that's
super far.
Yeah, they're staying in Valdosta, Georgia, and then going to Jacksonville or something like that.
Are they going to WIA?
No,
stopping off in Atlanta. Right.
Why didn't you take me with you?
For those not familiar, woodworking in America is in Atlanta next week. Week after.
Is it woodworking in America? Our community.
I don't know what it's called. Something. I don't know.
I thought it was the woodworking
show. Big woodworker convention.
Yeah. Either way, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
A bunch of woodies. Woodophiles?
Ew. That sounds gross.
Yeah. Moving on.
Copying is not theft. When you copy something, the original owner still has it in their possession. You've just made a replica of it. So in essence, copying is not theft. Theft is taking from someone something they have that they no longer have, and now it's in your possession without their willingness to give it up. Copying is not theft. Copying in the sense of another person's art, another person's style, another person's whatever. Throughout history, multiple high-end artists, musicians, have stated this. The difference between bad artists and a good one is that bad artists seem to copy a great deal. The good ones really do. Or in other words, the better you are at copying, and in fact, Keith Richards said, right off stealing, the better you are. What do you guys think?
Well, that kind of reminds me of a quote Andy Berkey had posted in something. It's not his quote. It's a quote he quoted. But it's good artists borrow, great artists steal. So,
yep.
For whatever that's worth. And it's true, but I don't know if that necessarily makes it...
It makes it totally right. It makes it totally right. There's no way... Look, Keith Richards, The Beatles, Dali, Salvador Dali, Picasso, all of them have quotes, and there's more. These are just the ones that I can remember, have quotes directly linking to theft, outright thievery, to perfect their art. For instance, a musician takes... I studied the Beatles for a long time, and I could swear up and down that I wanted to reproduce their sounds. But what ends up happening is that while you're stealing and you're trying to reproduce that, you end up creating your own voice, but you need that tutelage, you see. So they all quote this. Even painters as great as Dali said that you have to be a good thief with art. That's a paraphrase.
So are you talking taking influences more, though, than outright stealing? Like if you went and re-recorded a Beatles song and just tried to pass it off as your own, that's how I see outright theft. But you're saying steal an idea or a sound or...
That's exactly what I'm saying, what you're saying.
So how is that theft? It's inspiration, isn't it?
A person can like, say, an icon in the maker community, and they could go ahead and try to reproduce certain things. For instance, I could tell you a million people that copy one dude.
You guys aren't going to be able to see this, and I thought you were going a different way, but I'm putting up a full screen right out of Wikipedia, and the very first line, music piracy, is the copying or distributing of copies of a piece of music for which the composer, recording artist, or copyright-holding record company did not give consent. That's the very first line. Ryan and I did an episode of one of his shows on...
Wait, was it Freebooting?
Freebooting, yeah, exactly. And
Rick or Eli was in that too.
I thought so.
Yeah, yeah, I was...
You did Freebooting with
us,
right?
I think it's disgusting, yeah, okay. but there are lines, though. There okay. are separations.
Okay, so how do you go with what you just said and rationalize that with what you said Freebooting is disgusting? How do you tie the, or how do you break those two up? Because essentially what you just said was everybody steals from everybody, so it's not stealing, but Freebooting is stealing.
Okay, so if you listen to a Beatles song and you take the Beatles song and you re-upload it verbatim, that's Freebooting. If sure. you take a Beatles song and commit to rewriting it, in your mind, you think you're doing it. And as good as you may be, you probably are. You're rewriting it, you're working, you're taking those things, and you upload...
Changing it. You're talking about changing it completely.
Right. If you make the effort to take it and change it, then it's not. But let's put it this way. That's a bad example because we're working in a different world. So let's talk about the maker community. If you see Jimmy Duresta build a horse with wings coming out of his ass, and then you grab it and you do it too... I know, it was a super bad freaking...
I kind of want to see it now.
So, like, let's say you Jimmy Duresta builds a horse with a sideways wing coming out of its butt cheeks, and flaps side to side, and then you say, "Well, I want to do that," and you upload your version of it. There's nothing in my mind, zero wrong with that. For that matter, Izzy Swan, you build a dinosaur. You built the dinosaur. No one has a hold on dinosaur. No one has a hold on mechanical gears. For instance, Izzy Swan mentions that his inspiration was from an artist, and I think it's the artist that uses those things that walk across the sand. I may be wrong, where it articulates the limbs. Mm-hmm. You know, that great artist, and you yeah. see the thing moving
Adam
with
Savage
the wind.
Is obsessed with him.
So, I don't know if that's his direct connection, but even he mentioned it in one of his videos. But so to me, there's nothing wrong with that. What would be wrong is if they took a Jimmy Duresta or an Izzy Swan video and actually literally just ripped it from that's Freebooting to me. What Rick said about he read the legal explanation. And by the way, that's significant. I'm not saying that you're not going to get in trouble, but when you have something and someone duplicates it, the originator of it still has it in the tangible sense. He's lost nothing.
Disagree.
Well, no, but let me finish the whole thing.
Good. Well, if anybody was going to disagree with you, it was me. So I think we've established that as a show fact.
No, I don't think I'm on the same page with him.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why we're saying. So if you have a tangible, if you create a tangible item and someone else creates that tangible item, you, the originator, has not lost. It has not been taken from you. It's not theft. The other guy now has an exact copy of what you made. And you have the original one you made. There was no thieving involved in a tangible, listen to the words clearly, in a physical plane, tangible plane.
I mean, that's the whole reason behind intellectual property rights, okay? You come up with the idea for something, and someone else grabs that idea and makes money off of it. You've lost that money. It's not a realized loss or a realized gain on your end, but you've lost out from the opportunity of making money on that idea because you had sole rights to it in the first place and someone else is now using that. You have taken that person's ability to make that money that they should have made all along.
No, you have sole rights to it.
Well, that's only why copyrights, trademarks, and patents exist.
Right. Mm-hmm. Only if you go after a trademark, patent, copyright, etc. That's when you are protected from that.
Not necessarily.
In a legal sense.
Not necessarily.
Well,
so.
No, but let me finish the thing. The proper thing is to have it trademarked. You could do a poor man's, which I've done before with my music in the past. I understand this. So on that level that you're arguing for, the person is losing out. I can agree to that. Okay, but if a person does a copy of a build and he's not mass producing it, he just made a copy of it, an exact copy, he's not mass producing it. Let's even say he sold his copy of whatever the original guy did. Now, if it's a company like Nestle, I don't know, I brought Nestle because of the tea. If it's a company like Nestle and they reproduce all your turned tea bowls.
Wow.
Tea bowls. Great in there, aren't and you?
Yeah, I am. But you see what I'm saying? So there's levels of gravity involved in that. But to me, copying is not theft.
So you're...
Unless... Go ahead.
Well, I want to run with your scenario because you should be able to feed off it to get to the point you're getting to. You say duress to make something, like the horse with the wing, and
where's the wing?
Yeah, coming out of the bum. The wing is in the bum. The wing is in the bum. Anyway,
apply directly to the forehead.
Anyway, he makes that, okay, and he makes a video of it. That's what he does. That's what he does for a living, partly. And then somebody replicates that and makes a video of it. Now, every view that other video gets, is that not taking away from his? Yes, yes or no?
Every view, sure.
He's not mass producing a horse with a wing coming out of its arse. You know, he's...
Sure.
So he's not sure, making any no, financial no, gain sure. that way.
Sure, sure, sure he is, but nobody... Replicating it. Yeah, but you have total right to replicate it and upload it. You have total right to replicate it and upload it. Mm-mm. You have total right.
Mm-mm. No.
Sure you
well,
do.
I would say you have a total right to ask him if you could.
DCMA, brother.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, you're okay.
Could you use his piece as an inspiration to take a horse and you, hey, he had one wing coming out. I want to make one with two wings and a unicorn horn.
Okay. So let's take it to that level. So let's say you got the horse, you copied the horse with the wing. And let's say you just, I'm going to put a wing with a little spike sticking out to, you take from, okay, every song in the 1950s and 60s had the same chords, period.
Sure.
All of them.
They were arranged differently, they had different lyrics, they had, that's where the separation happens, okay?
You can't copyright
Fats Domino's didn't run out and do Little Richard stuff, and Little Richard didn't run out and do, you know, Fats Domino stuff. Yes, they sound the same, but lyrically they're different. Tempo speaking, they're different. Arrangements are different. The whole nine yards.
A coffee table is a coffee table. A freaking, cabinet is a cabinet. Freaking everything has been done. Everything. All that we see, everything's been done. Everything's been done. All that we see are variations of. Granted, I accept that. But the variations are surface. Sometimes it could be extreme. There's cases for everything. But what I'm saying is that from one maker to the other. Okay, so one guy does a pen blank with epoxy, Peter Brown. So that's it? That's it? Peter Brown is
Variations on a generic thing. You're saying a coffee table is a coffee table, a bookcase is a bookcase. True. But if somebody makes a specific bookcase with a specific inlay and you copy it exactly, that's theft.